Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show. These next 2 weeks are going to be all jumbled together. We're here the entire week, the rest of the week.
Yes, we
Tuesday
are.
Through Friday. And then what's going to jack me up even more? Next week's going to be, so I had Monday off this week to fly back. And then this week's, so obviously a short week. Next week is weird because Tuesday is a high school football game that I'm coaching in. Who plays on a Tuesday? Well, everybody used to. I swear my junior year, maybe it was play Friday, play Tuesday. I remember playing like 3 days later for the championship game. That was like to make it happen at Qualcomm. So it's not like it's never been done before. I don't mind this because it gives you like 10 days off, and then whoever wins, whether it be Carlsbad or Cathedral, they don't have to have a full week off waiting for the Southern section to play. It's like another 10 days. It's broken up perfectly for the playoffs. So I don't mind it. I really don't mind it. So, but next Tuesday, I'll have a high school football game to coach in. And then Wednesday is our last day next week for the Thanksgiving break. We'll have Thanksgiving off and Black Friday off. And then it gets to a point where then you're like thinking about, then the holidays are all over the place with a bunch of different weeks and everything starts blending together. So we're at that part of the time frame of the year. So we are getting ready to have Stacey Terry Hudson on. She is the head basketball coach for San Diego State women's basketball. And it sounds like she's ready to go, but entering her 13th season on the Mesa, Aztecs women's basketball, coming off some of the most successful 3-year stretches in program history. She has done a great job, and she joins me on the Brayden Suprenant Show. Stacey, how's it going? Well, how's your Tuesday going?
It's going great. It's going great. Thanks for asking.
Thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it. You guys off to a nice little start here to start the season. I know you get to interact with our afternoon show a lot and Chris Ello doing all your games, but it's great to finally talk to you and have you on the show. Entering your 13th year on the Mesa, San Diego native, coming off one of the most successful 3-year stretches in program history. When you look at where this program is today compared to when you took over, what makes you most proud of the growth you've built there?
You know, just how far we've come. You kind of touched on it. You know, we've done a good job of getting the right people sitting on the right seats of the bus and you know, creating an environment that we compete every day and we're going to play the right way. And that's what I'm most proud of. Just excited about where we are right now and the kids we have in our program. Amazing basketball players, but even better human beings.
won a Mountain West Championship last year, and that team lost a ton of production to graduation and even your starting point guard, you know, into the portal. That's, you know, that's what everybody really has to deal with now in college athletics. Yet here you are with seven newcomers, five transfers. You're off to a fast start. How impressed have you been with how quickly this group has gelled together?
You know, so far so good. We've done a good job of making sure that we've put the emphasis on playing the right way. We're very, very talented. We got some great kids in the portal and some great freshmen that are coming in. But like you said, we're very inexperienced. So still a question mark because we're only a couple games in. But we've had some adversity and been able to bounce. This stretch that we're going into, these next three games are going to be challenging. So I'm excited to see who we are and you know, and how well we can figure out or how good we can figure out the next steps and how we can play together.
We're talking with Stacey Terry Hudson. She is the head basketball coach at San Diego State University for the women's basketball program here on the Braden Soprenet Show, San Diego State Sports Station 97.3, The Fan. This team plays a completely different style. More pace, more threes, more scoring. Top 10 nationally in threes made, averaging nearly 80 points a game. What went into this kind of stylistic shift, and how have the newcomers helped you play this brand of basketball?
Well, I'm that kind of coach that we're going to play what style matches our kids, you know, and we had a lot of great post players and we went through the post last year. And as you mentioned earlier, we've lost a lot of that to graduation. So new team, new style. So we can shoot the three. All five kids on the court are shooters and we want to play fast and play with great space and see if we can create some mismatches so we can get down to the paint and share the ball. I mean, I think a lot of our success last year came from the we over me and making sure we took great shots for the team. And, you know, so far our girls have really done a great job of playing unselfishly. And you talked about the threes and the points, but I'm most impressed with the number of assists. You know, 18 to 20 is our goal every game. And the more we share, the better we are.
Well, we talk about, you know, sharing the love and spreading it around. I mean, Nala Williams had a historic 25-10-3 game. Naomi Panagamabin efficient nights. Kennedy Lee hitting seven threes the other night. What's allowed so many different players to take turns being, you know, the one each and every night?
You know, that's what we kind of talked about. That's the style of play that we've kind of cultivated and created here, and just make sure that we're going to turn down a good shot for a great shot. So, and with that, just like you said, our leading scorer may change every night. I mean, we have a lot of kids that can shoot the ball and can score in various ways. And, you know, so I think you're going to see that leading scorer change every night. And I love that. It's hard to guard when you got five kids that are scoring threats at every position. And the other thing that we didn't talk about so far was our depth. So we have a great bench. We have kids coming off the bench that are helping us. We're just young. And if we can figure out how to keep gelling and keep playing together, this future is really bright for this team. I'm excited for them.
Always an exciting time, at least when I've worked in college athletics, and a lot of schools have done this, and you guys are doing this tomorrow for your field trip game against Santa Clara. You're going to have 25 to 30 elementary schools in the building. It's always loud. It's chaotic. A lot of kids being able to watch women's college basketball. As someone who grew up in San Diego, what does that day mean to you and your guys' program to bring a bunch of kids in to watch you guys go out there and compete?
What a great question. Thank you for asking that, because this is a big deal for me. You know, I want these young women and men, everybody that's coming, growing up, wanting to be Aztecs. So if we've exposed them to higher education at San Diego State early on in their education, I just want them to grow up saying, you know, I had a great experience and I want to be an Aztec. And whether they play sports or not, that's, you know, neither here nor there. It's just about having pride in the university and, you know, being a San Diegan. That means a lot to me.
Let's talk about that. That was kind of a follow-up question I had later on, but you know, you got a couple of your starters that are from San Diego, one from Chula Vista, one from Del Norte, the Forest Ranch, local kids, you know, starring for the hometown program. We know the football team is making a bunch of you know, strides in trying to promote that as well. And you guys are doing a great job as a university in promoting all the local kids that come from a really good, hot, you know, talent bed of athletes here in San Diego. I mean, I coach high school football. I see it firsthand about all the great athletes we have here at the high school level. But how meaningful is it to you, a San Diego native, to know you got San Diego players in your backyard, but that they want to be San Diego State Aztecs and want to play for you, but not only in women's basketball, but across the programs here at San Diego State?
One of the things I love about San Diego is that I'm walking around and I see a lot of red and black and a lot of SDSU. Our logo is all over the city, and that obviously is really, really important and makes me so proud to be a San Diegan. But when we're talking about having kids that are born and raised here and have a different level of pride with those letters across their chest, just means something just a little different. And to have two players right now, and obviously me, growing up in East County and being a San Diegan as well, I just think there's a different level of pride. You want to put on for your city, you want to be great for your city, and you want to bring home to your city. And I was really grateful that they were, both of the young ladies that you mentioned, were able to do that last year. And now we've set the bar really, really high. So we just want to keep growing and continue to recruit San Diego kids and keep our talent home. That's the number one goal. And we've done a good job right now so far, so we want to keep that thing going.
We're talking with Stacy Terry Hudson. She is the head basketball coach for the women's basketball program at San Diego State University. Last question for you, Stacy. I mean, talking from a standpoint of, you know, the rest of the non-conference schedule, you play Santa Clara tomorrow, as mentioned in the field trip game. And you're going to head to the Bahamas for the Battle for Atlantis, Penn State, and potentially two more Power Four opponents. You've already played UCLA and have Kansas State coming up. What do you want to learn about your team through this gauntlet of the non-conference?
Really hard schedule for us this year, and we did it on purpose. You know, we want to win a championship. We're in the Mountain West for one more year. Our goal is to win this last championship, and we wanted to be prepared for conference play. And I think this schedule is going to prepare us. UCLA being the number two or three, depending on who you ask, team in the country, I thought we competed at a high level. Penn State's going to create some problems for us, and how do we respond, some adversity. Playing them on a neutral floor is always better than having to go to Penn State, but still, I think they're going to be a really good team. And then K-State on their home floor. So I just think preparing them for the gauntlet of the Mountain West travel and how hard it is to play in the Mountain West, I think is just going to help us in the long run. Going to be a good one tomorrow. Santa Clara is is a very good team outside of UCLA, the best competition that we've played thus far. So excited for them to have another opportunity to grow. Win or lose, it's all about getting better for conference play. We just want to make sure we're playing our best basketball come March.
Well, you are a local San Diegan, just like myself, and when we have all athletes and coaches on who are from San Diego, even though they're not in San Diego anymore, we have to ask you this question, Stacy. When you come back to San Diego on any type of trip, or you're out of San Diego for a long time and you come back, what is the first thing you have to eat when you come to San Diego?
Oh, a carne asada burrito, no doubt. I'm going Mexican food all the way. It's my favorite, so... Even when I wasn't, when I'd come home to visit my family, it was always some type of hole-in-the-wall Mexican food shop, so I can get a carne asada burrito.
That is the correct answer, Stacy, because that's what everybody else has said. We have had international soccer players. We've had MLB players. We've had coaches at the college level all throughout. They all say that. Some say In-N-Out, but most of them say Mexican food, and that's exactly what I would say. Stacy, it was great talking to you. Thanks again for the time. Good luck tomorrow against Santa Clara. Look forward to talking to you again.
Awesome. Thank you for the time. Go Aztecs.
Stacy Terry Hudson joining us on the Brayton Suprenant Show. She is the head basketball coach for the women's basketball program at San Diego State. They're off to a good start again tomorrow. A little bit earlier of a start time for their basketball game against Santa Clara. It's the field trip game. They do a lot of those throughout college basketball. You bring in a bunch of elementary school kids. They take a tour of the school, and then they get to go watch college basketball. So they're playing in front of a packed crowd. I'm sure they'll freak out over any 6-7 opportunity. That happened in the Oklahoma State game. Not too long ago. So we'll see what it's like. But there's going to be a lot of screaming kids at that game, high energy as they take on Santa Clara. And again, as Stacy said, a very difficult Aztec schedule. But Chris Ello does the broadcasting for all the Aztec women's basketball games. I'm sure you'll have more on that. I know they do a lot, the afternoon show does, with the women's basketball team. So great to be able to talk with Stacy. Now, men's team's in action tonight against Troy Magoon-Gwath. Should be playing. Maybe he's playing. We'll talk about a little bit about that later on in the show. We also got to get you some high school football update, and we got to get you our overreactions for Week 11 in the NFL. That's all coming up next on the Brayton Suprenant Show.
Hold on.
Need to get to the day's biggest fan.
That's it.
Today's biggest fan. Is this today's biggest fan?
It is today's
this
Bengals fan.
This looks like a name that we've had before. It's not a name we've had before.
Now you're making me check it.
Well, you know what? Apparently there was a repeat earlier, and
no,
so now
I know
trust
there
it.
Was. Now I got to double look. See,
double check. Throw the drum roll on there again. Congratulations, today's biggest fan, Glenn Reyes in Lakeside. Give us a call within the next 10 minutes at 833-288-0973, and you will qualify for our grand prize. 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game with all of the fan staff later this season, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Glenn Reyes in Lakeside. Give us a call within the next 10 minutes, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. If Glenn Reyes calls, he will qualify for our grand prize. 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game with all of the fan staff later this season. Catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. We are going to get to the big NFL Week 11 overreactions when we come back on the Braden Sopranich Show, San Arizona Sports Station, 97.3 The Fan. Again,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball things happen. We will shift gears and talk a little baseball when we can. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Braden Sopranich. This is the Braden Sopranich Show, live and local each and every day on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan, 10 to 2 every day. We didn't play the midday sports stand-up. We got to do that more. Sammy Hagar returns to Las Vegas with his Best of All Worlds Las Vegas residency. Get ready to rock with your favorite hits from the Van Halen years, Sammy's solo hits, and more. Only in Las Vegas in March, this March 11th to the 21st and September 18th to the 26th at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. If you take me down to sports trivia, you will qualify for a chance to win that. We mentioned that all guests on 97.3 The Fan join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future. When charged with a crime since 2010, visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Okay. I think it was, 11, 14, maybe 15
Yeah, pretty sure it was all time. 14.
It's something around there. It's like it's a teen number when it comes to the amount of players that have accepted a qualifying offer since they started this process, which I think was like, what, like 2010 or something like that?
Something around there, yeah.
I can't remember. We mentioned it so many times the last couple of weeks.
I think, actually.
So, not a lot of people accept the qualifying offer. So, when Kevin Acey put out that Dylan Cease and Michael King have rejected the qualifying offers, it's to be expected. We didn't think they were going to accept them.
Mild shock.
Yeah. Pretends to be shocked. Oh, wow. They didn't accept the qualifying offer. Breaking news.
No way.
No way. Oh, my God. They didn't accept the qualifying offer. Now, what was surprising, not really all of them, but four players have accepted the $22 million qualifying offer. So they come back to the team on a one-year $22 million deal. Four players accepted it throughout Major League Baseball. Brandon Woodruff, coming off some injuries, Milwaukee Brewers. Not overly surprising. If I had to pick one or two players, he'd be on my list. He wouldn't be number one on my list, but he'd definitely be on my list. Now, according to Jeff Passan, he thinks that... Oh, I'm blanking on his name. But with Brandon Woodruff...
Say Frankie Montas, is that who you mentioned?
Yeah, who's the... Freddie Peralta, right?
Yeah, Freddie Peralta, yes.
Frankie Montas got cut
by the Mets. Frankie Montas got DFA'd.
Frankie Montas got DFA'd by the Mets, but Freddie Peralta is a potential trade candidate if Brandon Woodruff accepts the qualifying offer. That's what he said in his article today. Freddie Peralta of Milwaukee. If Brandon Woodruff accepts a qualifying offer, it would drastically increase the chances of a Peralta trade. If Woodruff hits free agency, Peralta almost certainly will stay. Well, Woodruff accepted the qualifying offer, so maybe Freddie Peralta is available via trade. That's some news out of the Brandon Woodruff pickup. Now, the other one, which a lot of people in the YouTube chat have discovered, and this is the one that I thought for sure was going to accept the qualifying offer, Trent Grisham.
Like, Trent Grisham offered him.
Trent Grisham was not going to get $22 million on the open market. Trent Grisham, is he worth $22 million for New York? Maybe. I mean, they needed it. Solidifies the outfield. Guy had a great year in New York. $22 million for that production? I guess. It's the Yankees. I'm surprised they gave him a qualifying offer. And when we went through this, Frank just said it, but when we went through this, Frank was convinced there's no way the Yankees would even give him a qualifying offer. I wouldn't give him a qualifying offer. Why? Because he would accept it. That was the problem. Like, you don't give qualifying offers to the players you think are going to accept more times than not. So you get a draft pick when they sign. Trent Grisham is the guy that would accept a qualifying offer. That's why you wouldn't give a qualifying offer to Luis Arraez. He would totally accept it. You'd be foolish not to. So Trent Grisham gets a one-year, $22 million deal with the New York Yankees. Not surprising to me. Surprising the Yankees did it, but not surprising to me that Trent Grisham signed it or accepted it. Those are two of the players that accepted a qualifying offer. The third player is Gleyber Torres of the Tigers. It's kind of like 50-50. Like, a little bit shocked, not totally. Gleyber Torres is going to be playing for the Tigers on a one-year, $22 million deal.
He was one that I was more surprised that the Tigers offered him that.
Another one that was like, why did you offer this guy? He's in the Trent Grisham camp, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the shocker to me. This one's surprising. I'm not surprised that the club offered him a qualifying offer because he opted out of his contract, right? He opted out?
I believe so.
He opted out of his contract. He became available to receive a qualifying offer. The Cubs then gave him a qualifying offer, and Shota Imanaga accepted the qualifying offer.
That was stunning, honestly.
Stunning to me. He opted out of his contract, and he's accepting the qualifying offer. And that's a guy that I thought for sure. I mean, Shota Imanaga should be getting more than $22 million a year. Should he not?
Yes.
I feel like he should.
Absolutely.
I feel like he definitely should.
You could say he had a shaky second half of last year, but I mean, overall, Shota Imanaga is too good to be accepting a qualifying offer.
I agree.
He's way too good for that.
But maybe, I don't know, maybe he's not. Maybe he doesn't think he is. I mean, Imanaga declined the player option of $15 million. That makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. He's better than $15 million a year. I would say that. He had a player option for $15 million in 26, $15 million for 27, and a club option for $17 million in 2028. I think Imanaga has outplayed that contract. There's a reason why he opted out of it. $22 million is a massive pay raise for Imanaga, but I don't know. Maybe somebody wasn't going to pay. With the way the starting pitching market is, and everybody needs starting pitching, you would think for sure Imanaga would get more than $25 million a year. But maybe he just wants to stay in Chicago, get the $22 million, bet on himself, and enter free agency next year. Maybe he likes where he's at in Chicago.
Which, again, makes no sense.
With
because,
the lockout?
Yes. It makes sense on a normal year, but again, from everything that we have heard, the owners are so heels dug in on this salary cap, salary floor situation that there's no way they're playing baseball without it, I don't feel, from everything we've heard. So to bet on yourself to get a bigger and better contract next year,
you got to be good enough
doesn't
to do that
make
for 2028. Right. It doesn't. Some of these qualifying offers don't make sense. From that standpoint, like the Gleyber Torres deal doesn't make sense.
Well, no, that does, because I think that's the last chance he has to get a big money option anyway. Grisham makes sense because he's never going to make that much money in his life ever again.
Grisham makes sense. Yeah, that's what I was going to get to with Grisham. I mean, that's the most he's ever going to get paid.
And Woodruff coming off of a season of injury, it makes sense for him to go back because he's not going to get that much money on the open market. But for a guy like Shota Imanaga to effectively take money away from himself to go back to the Cubs, and granted, that's not saying the Cubs are a bad team. They're a good team. But to take that big money, long-term contract away from himself with what is looming over the horizon, it doesn't make sense. Right. Unless he's another Yu Darvish type where he doesn't care about the money and just wants to play, which we need more players like that. But everything we've been trained with players over the last handful of years, this last generation, it makes no sense.
That doesn't make a lot of sense. Padres over everyone. Y'all are playing the shutdown type. You're overplaying the shutdown thing.
Unions, are you though?
Unions always BS about striking. They're not. The union ain't going to strike.
No, this is the
owners.
The
ownerships are going to lock the players out because the contract's done. The collective bargaining agreement is over with. They can't play without a collective bargaining agreement, which means they're going to offer something, and the players are going to reject it, and then they're going to lock out, and then they're going to negotiate. That's how it's going to work. It's not a strike thing.
This isn't 94. This isn't, what was it, 22. This isn't that. This is something bigger. This is a looming issue. There's a lot more than just the salary cap and floor on the line here. And while that was the centerpiece of the 94 lockout that ended the season prematurely, there's a lot more. There's television rights. There's benefits. There's so much more in this CBA that I don't think it's overplaying the lockout at all.
I don't think so either. I think it's going to be a big deal. And when they signed the collective bargaining agreement into whatever that year was, this recent one.
That was 22. That was my first. I think that was my first year here. So that would have been
2022 season where they had a slight delay of a start. That was the, when we do this again, it's going to get worse because they're going to want a salary cap or salary. That was coming. And now with the Dodgers and everything, now it's definitely and now everybody's on board. This is ridiculous. So it's not gonna be good. It's gonna take a lot of time. I'll say it like this: it's gonna take a lot of time because they are both going for something that is way on the far spectrum that the other side said they would never accept. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're going for. So that why it's going to take a long time. Which is interesting why anybody would sign a qualifying offer in general. Aside from a guy like Trent Grisham, who's getting more money this year than he'll ever get, ever, playing Major League Baseball. Like Gleyber Torres had a great year last year. He probably could get a little bit more, maybe. He's kind of a tweener in terms of the deal. Brandon Woodruff with injuries, I guess. But there's no certainty for 2027. That's what makes it very interesting.
Yeah.
But we wanted to get to that. We need to take a quick break. When we finish up the show, we're going to do it with our overreactions to the NFL weekend and get you ready for a Wednesday show. It's already Wednesday tomorrow, which is great. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Braden Soprenet. Braden Soprenet Show, San Diego Summer Sports Station, 97 through the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
833-288-9973, 833-288-9973 if you want to join the show today. It's an Overreaction Tuesday, so we take a look at the overreactions for Week 11 of the National Football League. All right, Frank, what do we got today as these overreactions come about?
The Kansas City Chiefs have fallen to 5-5 after back-to-back losses to AFC contenders in Buffalo and Denver. A surprising skid. All right, let's calm down with that. Made worse because it came on both sides of their bye week. Sunday's loss drops Andy Reid's previously dominant post-bye record to 22-5. Apparently, 17 games over 500 isn't dominant anymore. Kansas City now sits outside the AFC playoff picture, effectively two games behind the Jags for the final wild card spot because Jacksonville holds their head-to-head tiebreaker. Buy or sell, Chiefs division title streak is over.
I'll buy it. I don't think they have enough to catch the Broncos. I don't.
No.
I mean, if you start looking at who they have to play and who Denver's got to play, I mean, Denver's already got one game on them? Do they play them again? They play them one more time in Kansas City on Christmas. So the Broncos have what's their lead now? They're 9-2, 5-5. I mean, they got a four-game lead? Four-game lead with like six to go?
Yeah,
At the standings? I mean, I just... They're not going to be able to catch Denver. Like, they might be able to catch the Chargers, but like Denver... is going to have to just really fall apart in the final however many games it is. And Kansas City is still, they're still a game behind the Chargers. They got to pass two teams to win the division. I'm buying that they're not going to win it. They're just going to run out of time.
I've been saying it all year long. The Kansas City Chiefs are not as good as everyone thinks they are. They are an average, mediocre team, and their record last year showed not the quality of their play, but the quality of the officiating that went their way. That is why they were so dominant last year. It wasn't because they were good. This is something we've seen coming and that I've been saying all year long. The Chiefs are not good.
They're 3.5 games behind the Broncos. Kansas City's got the Cowboys on. They got the Colts. Then they go to Dallas on Thanksgiving. They got the Texans, the Chargers, the Titans, the Broncos, and the Raiders. Pretty favorable schedule. But for the Denver Broncos, this is where they have to like try to make up ground. The Broncos have the Raiders. They have the Commanders and the Raiders back-to-back. They got Green Bay, okay, a little iffy. The Jags, Chiefs, and Chargers. They're not going to make up 3.5 games on the Broncos. If they do, that's an epic collapse on the Denver Broncos, who are playing really good football right now.
It's
KG, did they forget to pay the refs this year?
Probably. Justin Herbert struggled.
God, he was badly. He was bad.
In the Chargers,
less than 100 yards passing.
In the Chargers, 35-6 loss to the Jags. Finally showing the effects of playing behind an injury-riddled offensive line. Finally. Okay. With both starting tackles
out. He's done fairly well with the tackles being out.
Tackles out for the season, Herbert was pressured on nearly half of his dropbacks before being pulled in the fourth quarter. Despite the loss, the 7-4 Chargers currently sit in the AFC's sixth seed, and now head into a much-needed bye, but their protection issue will not improve when they return. Buy or sell, the Chargers' offensive line issues will cost them a playoff berth.
If the Chargers don't make the playoffs, which I think they will, the reason will be the offensive line. They just lost to Jacksonville's one behind them, but like if Baltimore makes the playoffs, they're winning the division. They have Houston behind them. Like, I don't think Kansas City is going to catch teams there. I mean, think about the teams that are behind the Chargers right now for a playoff spot. It's Jacksonville, who's in a playoff spot because seven teams make the playoffs. Teams on the outside looking in: Houston, Kansas City, Baltimore, Miami, Cincinnati. I don't think any of those teams are passing the Chargers. Not one. But if they don't make the playoffs, it will be because of the offensive line. I'm going to sell it. The Chargers are making the playoffs. If they don't make the playoffs, it will be because they're offensive line. But they're not missing out on the playoffs. They'll make it.
Josh Allen delivered a dominant performance in the Bills' 44-32 win over the Buccaneers, accounting for 6 total touchdowns, 3 passing and 3 rushing, while throwing for 317 yards and adding 40 on the ground. With Buffalo needing a bounce back win, Allen carried the offense, spreading the ball to 9 different receivers, despite an improvised supporting cast. In a high-scoring duel with Baker Mayfield, Allen stepped up as the Bills' clear difference maker after last week's upset loss to Miami. Buy or sell, Josh Allen will win the second straight MVP award.
That's tough because you guys start finding, like, the fact that Mahomes is not part of the equation, I think, helps him a lot. I could see him doing it. I'll buy it. Last year in that stadium, like, it just seems like a Cinderella year for Buffalo. I'll buy it. Who else off the top of your head, like in the AFC, would win the MVP?
I mean, can you make a case for Lamar Jackson with the turnaround that Baltimore has had since he's come back?
That'd be using logic in the terms of like
most valuable
player. They don't do that. Who's the most hyped guy in the AFC right now?
Patrick Mahomes.
Still? And he's not. I mean, they're not having a good year. I don't think he wins it. I think it's probably Josh Allen's to lose.
And
he hasn't even been that. He hasn't even been that phenomenal. He's been good, but we've seen Josh Allen be better.
Yes,
and we've seen the Bills be a lot better. I mean, look at the Drake May. Drake May got enough to win an MVP.
You could make a solid case for Drake May.
What about Bo Nix? You got to think about quarterbacks. They're only going to give it to a quarterback.
It's only quarterbacks.
And so you look at like. Indiana Jones, or does he come back down to Earth?
That would be a good one for
Daniel Jones.
That was a Chiefs Colts team that was nowhere last year.
Right. So I think you have some argument. I still think Josh Allen's probably better. Like, to me, if the Patriots are the number one seed in the AFC, it could be Drake May. If the Colts are the number one seed, it could be Daniel Jones. I think Josh Allen could win it even if they're not the number one seed in the AFC. But who's the biggest turnaround season? It's like the Patriots and the Colts. And I think Drake May's played a lot better than Daniel Jones. I mean, Daniel Jones played really well the first part of the season. I don't think he's played at that level. Jonathan Taylor? Jonathan Taylor is like a one-man wrecking crew. In the AFC, like, did they do AFCs, MVPs? I can't even remember.
Conference MVPs.
Just looking at AFC teams, the MVPs I look up there at this point, Drake May, I look at Jonathan Taylor. I think you got to throw Bo Nix in there. And then Josh Allen. I think those are kind of your four right now. There's nobody else that's really standing out. Maybe throwing Daniel Jones with Jonathan Taylor. But looking at that, I'm going to sell it though. I think there's better stories than Josh Allen. To me, it'd be like a kind of a lazy pick.
I agree with that 100%. The Rams edge the Seahawks 21-19, moving to 8-2 and taking first place in the NFC West. Matthew Stafford has been exceptional, throwing 27 touchdowns and only two picks over 273 consecutive passes. Combined with a top five offense and a defense and a powerful running game.
Commas, bro.
Exactly. Featuring three tight end formations, the Rams have multiple ways to win this season. Buy or sell, this is the most talented Rams team in the Matthew Stafford era.
I'm selling that. I think the team that they had when they won the Super Bowl is better. They have some weapons, but they don't have... Like, Devontae Adams has been okay. I mean, Puka Nacua is good, but they've had teams in the past that I thought were better. They don't have Aaron Donald anymore, like, at D-line. I think their team is really good. I just don't think this is the best team that they have had in the era. In the Matt Stafford era, if that makes sense.
Well, there you go.
All right, on to the next one.
Last one here. Despite the 2-8 record and a loss to the Ravens, Myles Garrett is having an incredible season. He added four sacks on Sunday, bringing his total to 15 and 10 in the last three games. He's on pace for 25.5 sacks, which would break the single season record of 22.5 held by Michael Strahan and TJ Watt. Buy or sell, Myles Garrett will smash the NFL single season sack record this year.
Myles Garrett will smash the record.
Not just beat it, smash it.
Pace for 25.5 sacks, which would break it of 22.5. I could see that. I'll buy that. Myles Garrett's an animal.
He is.
He's so good. I mean, he's the only reason that like the Browns stay in games. Like at all. So I will buy that. Absolutely.
Well, there you go.
And there's the overreactions for week 11 of the National Football League. Sometimes we get to those, sometimes we don't. We got a little extra time.
We do like getting to them, though.
We do like getting to them. I do like getting to the high school football update, too.
Yes.
We could continue with that music in the background if you want.
Whatever. If you want it, we can.
Yeah. What other music would we have for the high school football?
I mean, we can go. Did we go with the college stuff?
I think you should get like the old school, like, you remember the NFL? You remember like the Thursday Night Football on NFL Network?
No.
Dun, 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 dun. That's
Yes. Yeah, that one. Yes.
I used to have that somewhere in the system. Maybe you could just pull it up on YouTube or something. That's a good one. Well, Frank's working on that. Let's talk about what a week it was in San Diego High School football to finish up the show. A lot of upsets, shootouts, defensive stars. spots in the CIF semifinals and in the Open Division Championship games, getting locked in across every division. Start things off with the game of the week, Cathedral Catholic and Mission Hills. The Dons beat Mission Hills 42-35, and the night belonged to Kevin Clark. 2 months ago, he was a special teamer. Friday, he was a star. Clark had a fumble recovery on the first play, then two interceptions, including the game sealer at the Dons' 15-yard line. Honor Falave Johnson set the tone with a 47-yard touchdown and Cathedral's first offensive snap. Dons improved to 9-2 and advanced to the Open Division Championship. There it is. They'll face Carlsbad, who's 10-1 after the Lancers beat La Costa Canyon 27-23. Eli McNeil was nearly perfect, 11-for-12 with touchdowns to Rocky Cummings and Ian Wall. Kai Brown carried it 26 times for 191 yards and two scores for La Costa Canyon, which ends 9-2. Quinn Roth threw three touchdowns, two to Kobe Herman and one to Jackson McGore. And that is your look at the Open Division. On to the Division I quarterfinals. Lincoln beats Poway 51-41. Hornets junior Curtis exploded for 307 yards and three touchdowns on just 20 carries. Rashad Robinson added 114 yards and two touchdowns. And Keenan Mana threw a pair of touchdowns, including a 68-yard bobbling catch by Courtney Miller-Thompson. Poway got 290 yards passing from Noah Schubach and three rushing touchdowns from Luke Jorgensen. Poway gave Lincoln a run, but the Hornets advanced to the semifinals. They play the winner of San Marcos and Point Loma, and it was the Knights defeating the Pointers 24-21. Carson Hackett kicked field goals from 19, 24, and 44 yards. Creep McKillie and Zeke McIntyre for a score, and Zamir Reese ran in another touchdown. Point Loma quarterback Ryder Watson threw a touchdown to Leo Shad and scored on the ground. As San Marcos ends Point Loma's undefeated season, drops them to 11-1. The Knights will continue to take on Lincoln in the semifinals. Mount Miguel beats Oceanside in a rematch of a game from earlier this season. Mount Miguel wins 26-20. Jeremiah Loper threw for 101 yards and two touchdowns, and Jaden Hunter added 91 yards rushing. Oceanside got touchdown grabs from Cameron Salcedo and Easy Tokyo. Granite Hills wins big over Rancho Bernardo to complete the Division I semifinals. Granite, with a 56-7 win over RB, will take on Mount Miguel on Friday in a rematch of that particular game. A dominant defensive night. Jesse Wilhite had an 83-yard pick six and a fumble return for a touchdown. Parker Johnson and Gage Spaulding each ripped off long touchdown runs of 82 and 83 yards, and Zach Benitez threw three touchdown passes. In the Division II quarterfinals, Santa Fe Christian beat St. Augustine 17-9. Dax Labrum threw for 211 yards and a touchdown to Chase Woolley, while Braden Scott and Brady Berg led the defense. St. Star Pai Palomalu had 118 yards rushing and a touchdown catch. Santa Fe Christian 17, St. Augustine 9. Scripps Ranch continues their Cinderella story. The 12 seed in Division II knocked off La Jolla in Game 1 and then beat the first round by El Camino Wildcats 17-14. The 12 seed Falcons are in the semifinals. Parker Armstrong hit Kaysen Mendez for a 34-yard go-ahead score with under a minute to go. Jackson Roche had 14 tackles. San Diego High beat Mission Bay 33-19. That ends Mission Bay's undefeated season. Kai Cooper scored four touchdowns, three rushing, one receiving. Jaden Harris threw a touchdown, and Esteban Herrera had two strip sacks. Mission Bay quarterback Trey Arnold threw two touchdowns, both caught by Shane Brushy. Steel Canyon beats Helix in the rematch of these two teams for the Grossmont Hills League. Steel Canyon wins 22-19. Gavin Caja threw for 231 yards and two touchdowns. Nico Jara had 10 catches for 144 and a score. And Jacob Henton added a touchdown. Steel Canyon beat Helix 22-19. It will be Steel Canyon versus San Diego High, Scripps Ranch, and Santa Fe Christian in the Division II semifinals. We'll talk about D3, 4, and 5 in tomorrow's show. We're out of time. For Frank Marchese, I'm Brayden Suprenant. This has been the Brayden Suprenant Show. Coming up next, Tony Gwynn Jr. and Chris Sello for Gwynn and Chris on San Diego Summer Sports Station, 97.3 The Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.